Dear Mrs. Jackson, thank you very much for coming to Butler School, because coming was probably a big hassle and meant trouble, and it probably took a lot of your time, but I enjoyed it a lot. Not only that, but a whole hour. That's a long time. Signed, Charlie Stratton.
The author of that thank you letter was Charlie Stratton, who was in Mrs. Nudo's fifth grade last year at Butler School in Springfield. But you too can write thank you letters, maybe even have to. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University brings you Reading and Writing and Radio, a program on the process of writing creatively. Conducting today's program is children's author Jacqueline Jackson.
I visited Butler School's fifth grades last spring, and we talked about a lot of things having to do with books and writing, my writing and their writing. And I had a fine time, and I felt that I knew lots of the kids from their writing into this program. And afterwards, I got a bundle through the mail of thank you letters. Everybody in the class had written me a thank you letter. And some were long, and some were short, some even one sentence. Some emphasized one thing, and some another. I read you Charlie Stratton's. They were all fun to read, and they all made me feel good about going to Butler School. It's really nice to be appreciated. I like to be, and I bet that you do, too. I suppose some of those letters might have been a chore, because even things you like to do are sometimes a chore if you have to do them. And often, thank you letters fall into that category. So I want to say quick right now to all you Butler School former fifth graders, thank you for taking the time and making the effort to write to me, because I really appreciated it. Let's think a little bit about thank you letters. When do we write them? Do we write them only when a parent or a teacher or some adult says, go ahead, write that thank you letter to grandma or to somebody else? And what are the occasions when we write them? In our family, it's usually after birthdays and after Christmas for gifts that we have received from a grandparent or godparents or aunts or uncles or friends. Sometimes after you've visited in somebody's home, you write a thank you letter. Usually not when it's just staying overnight with a kid down the block, or people that you regularly visit, but if it's a special sort of visit, why usually there is a special sort of thank you note. And when you're kids and you go with your family, usually it's your parents that take care of saying the thank you, and you don't have to. So the present ones are probably the ones that you most often write, and they're sometimes hard to write, especially if you didn't like the present much or if writing anything is a chore. We have a Danny Kaye record. He's a comedian, as you know, and it's been played to death in our family. Jill says it's been played 50 million times. It's rather scratchy, I'm afraid. But I want to play you Danny Kaye singing about writing a thank you letter. Now, he sings it very slowly to show how laboriously he's writing. It's trying to give you the feel of actually writing such a letter. And you'll notice that the music is sort of sad and somber because he's having such a hard time writing the letter. And will you notice the anguish in his voice after he gets what we call the, it's not the complimentary close, well, the heading, the Dear Aunt Sally, when he says, "Now what do I say?" It's called the thank you letter.
Dear Aunt Sally. Now what do I say? Well, thank you very much for the underwear. There. Now what do I write? I always love underwear. And mommy says, when I get skates, how warm I'll feel skating. All my friends go skating. Seymour, my cousin who's 10, fell down the stairs today. Tell Uncle Harry to have a Merry Christmas. Love and kisses. Skates.
I mean
Stevie.
The fun of that song is in at least two parts. First, it's showing how hard it is to write a thank you letter, and then how even harder it is when the present has to be underwear. I never liked to get clothes myself when I was a kid. I have here a thank you letter that wasn't a chore, though, and I think it was written with considerable joy. It's by my daughter, Elspeth, who wrote it last May when she was 10. And the reason I have a copy is that her grandparents were so pleased that they sent me one. Here it is. Dear Grandparents D, thank you for the beautiful music box that plays Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair on it. It is pleasant to listen to it, and I also enjoy looking at how it works. I also like it that you gave me something when it is not even my birthday or Christmas. It is very considerate. Also, I want to thank you for the Christmas money that you sent, which helped to buy me a flying saucer sled. Next winter, when I am zooming down snow-covered hills, I will think of you all in Wisconsin. Love and kisses, Elspeth. And then in big letters, she writes, P.S. Mom didn't make me write this letter. Bye. Because I guess most people know that thank you letters are often solicited. On account of this program coming up, I got talking about thank you letters the other night, and I asked Jill and Elspeth at supper time if they knew of any books with thank you letters in them, because I didn't. And Jill said, sure, Linus was writing one. And then she told me this episode out of Peanuts. Linus is working at the table with his tongue out and laboring, and the letter is saying, Dear Grandpa, I appreciated the airplane you sent, and... Then in the next picture, he's got it all crumpled up and is looking very cross, and Lucy comes up, and she says, What's the matter? And Linus says, Oh, rats! And then the last picture, you see many more crumpled up pieces of paper, and Linus is saying, I hate writing thank you letters for toys that I've already broken. Well, we went and got the book at that point and found there was even another thank you in that particular Peanuts book. It's a slightly different sort of thank you. Charlie Brown is talking to Lucy, and he says to her, Thank you for the Christmas card you sent me, Lucy. Then Lucy says, I never sent you any Christmas card, Charlie Brown. In the third picture, she's walking away, and Charlie is looking after her. And in the fourth picture, he yells, "Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?" Talking more with the kids that night, I told them about a book called East of the Sun and West of the Moon. They know the book. It's one in my bookshelf, and it's a beautiful book of Norse fairy tales illustrated by Kay Nielsen. And when I was 10 years old, I was rereading that book. I had read it many times before then, and happened to open the front cover and discovered that the book was to me. And it was given to me when I was born by a friend of my mother's who lives nearby Springfield, actually, in Winchester, Lois Coltis. And I was so thrilled that here was a book that I had loved for years and years that turned out to be mine. No, I didn't sit down immediately at age 10 and write a thank you letter to Auntie Lois for that book that I'd had for 10 years and didn't know that it was mine. I didn't get around to writing that thank you letter until I was well over 40 years old. And I'll bet that Auntie Lois, as we called her, was very surprised to get a thank you letter for a gift that she had sent over 40 years ago. Well, then Jill said, "I know a book with a lot of thank yous in it." And so she got out the hymnal, and she found the thank you hymns and the thanksgiving hymns, and she and Else began singing them. And then they began trying parts, and so I joined in so that we would have three parts instead of two. We could manage the soprano and the alto and the tenor after a fashion. And then we exhausted the Thanksgiving hymns, and we got into the Advent hymns, which come next in the hymnal. No, they're first. And then the Christmas carols. And it was a very pleasant time, eating supper and singing, and it all started from talking about thank you letters. Thank you. Those two words are very important words, and yet they're often very impersonal. We say them so automatically, and we don't think about it. On the other hand, saying them automatically is really better than not saying them at all. I think, however, the thank you that irritates me the most, except that I really don't want to waste my energy being griped at a machine, is on the throughways. You've surely ridden on them, and there's the automatic change booths, the turnstiles that you go through, and you toss your money into the hopper, into the baskets, and it says stop, and it's red, and then when your money goes through, it flashes green, and on the green, there's a printed thank you. And we always feel so scornful because it's nobody really saying thank you to you. It's an empty thank you. And so what we usually try to do is to beat the light, to throw the money in and gun the car and get through while it's still red and make the buzzer go angrily instead of getting that green printed thank you. The other day, Demi was telling me about doing some exercises on a computer that plays games with you or takes you through programmed learning experiences in a language or in math or something like that. And she said, the computer is so personal. It gets your name, and it will say when you make a mistake, it will not say it, it will flash it. I'm sorry, Demi. Try again. I didn't think to ask her then if the computer says thank you after she gets a right answer or at the end after the lesson is finished, but I'll bet the computer does. However, thank you letters from people are the most important. If you read Ann Landers or Abby, you'll notice how often somebody writes in, disturbed because they didn't get a thank you letter. They sent a wedding present and nobody said thank you, or they only got a printed, impersonal thank you letter. And every now and then, some elderly person writes in and tells about how upset he is with, or she is, with all those ungrateful relatives or children who can't even say thank you for all the thoughtful things he's done, and that he's going to cut them out of his will and they aren't going to get any of his money when he dies. My husband had an aunt, great aunt, Aunt Lil French, and she used to give him and his brothers, when they were young, a rather nice check apiece every Christmas. And then one year she wrote, and she said, well, since the boys never thanked her for that money, that she wasn't going to send it anymore. Whereupon Bob immediately wrote back, fired off a letter to Aunt Lil, and said, you can cut off Jimmy and Alan if you want to, but don't cut me off because I've always written you a thank you letter. And so Aunt Lil kept on sending him the yearly check, and I don't know whether his brothers got it or not. Maybe it jogged them into writing thank you notes. This next isn't exactly a thank you note, but it's from Therese Clark's journal. She's a teacher at Taylorville, and her class listens to this program, and it, well, you'll see when I read it. In her journal, she's driving home late from a class at Sangamon State, and she's with friends, and they're having a hilarious ride. And then she says, "The revelry stopped at home, and the stark reality of motherhood took over. At 10 o'clock at night, the house was quiet, but I was greeted by a very loud note. Dear Mom, I know you're tired, but would you please wash this outfit for me? They're taking pictures at school tomorrow. I love you, Tracy." Further down was a P.S. from son Terry. "Don't forget my football clothes, too. Thanks." Somewhere along the line, I'm sure I had a session with my kids on how to operate the washing machine, but somebody failed here. So now it's 11:20, and Tracy's outfit is drip-drying, and the football clothes are almost ready for the dryer, and of course the kids are enjoying a good night's sleep. At least they said please and thanks. Thank yous are important. Thanksgiving's coming very soon, and at Thanksgiving we're often asked to write about what we're thankful for. I suggest a twist on that for our writing today. Actually, here's a couple of twists that you could write about, and I'll save the one I like the best till last. For instance, you could write about a time that you've given somebody something and you haven't gotten any thank you, or a time when you've done something very nice for somebody and there wasn't any thank you. How'd you feel at those times? A little bit let down, I'd guess, or maybe a whole lot let down. Or how about a time that you got thanked when you never expected it? What was the situation? And how did they thank you? And how did you feel then? Or did you ever get thanked by mistake for something that you didn't do? Did you just smile graciously and say, "You're welcome"? Or did you correct that person, say, "Hey, that wasn't me, that was my brother that did that nice thing"? But here's my very best idea, and I got it from remembering about thanking Auntie Lois for that book 40 years later, and also from remembering some letters that I'd written to my grandmother. She was elderly and blind, and I really didn't know what to say to her after I had finished chit-chat about the children, and I began reminiscing in the letters about times that I remembered being at my grandmother's house, things that I enjoyed that she had done, and I remember describing in great detail Thanksgivings at her house and how much I had enjoyed those. And I thought that they would give her pleasure, and I found out later that they had. I also got the idea from something I saw up at the University of Minnesota. I was there recently, and I went to a concert, and in the corridors at the intermission, there was a big display of posters from Scandinavia about all sorts of things, and they were there for their art. They were good poster art. One that looked particularly interesting to me, because it had a Pippi Longstocking-type child on it, the child was reading a letter, and I found somebody in the throng who could read Swedish and discovered that it was a story about malicious Lissa, and it was telling about how she received some letters that praised her, and that changed her behavior from being a malicious Lissa to being a very nice Lissa. And the message of this poster was, write somebody a letter and praise something that that person has done or what that person is. Well, I don't know why Sweden is using posters to promote letter writing, maybe for goodwill or maybe to increase their post office revenue or maybe both. But I thought, what a neat idea. So here's my neat idea. Why don't you write somebody, a real somebody, a real thank you letter and really send it? Now, it'll take some guts if you do it the way that I'd like, but I think it would be more fun, and here's why. You noticed how Elspeth loved her music box, especially because it came for no reason, And I think that her grandparents enjoyed the thank you letter because they didn't really expect to get a thank you letter from that music box. So today, why don't we write our letters to somebody who has no reason to expect one, who will be very surprised to get a letter for something she or he did that's long been forgotten, or that person never expected to get thanked for in the first place. Some little thing that you noticed and appreciated. It needn't have been done to you. It could have been done to somebody else. And it would be best if you would make it very specific. There's a grace that starts out, thank you for the world so sweet, thank you for the food we eat, thank you for the birds that sing. That's not specific enough. You could say, thank you for scratching that awful itch I had the other day. Maybe you don't remember it, but I do, because it was right there in the middle of my back and I couldn't reach it, and you came along and you gave it a good scratch. That, you see, is what I mean by being specific. It could be to someone you don't know very well, or to somebody that you do, a parent or a grandparent, a teacher or a friend. How about your sister, the one that you fight with the most? Wouldn't she be surprised to get a thank you letter from you? I mean, a really nice one for something that she said or did or gave you that was really nice. How about that time that she didn't tell on you when she could have? Or why should we limit it to just people? Maybe your dog deserves a thank you letter. But if you really do send your letter, and I hope you will, then you won't have it to send into this program, and we won't have any thank you letters to read over the radio. So here's a time when I'd like you to make two copies. You could send us the rough draft and then send to the person getting the letter the real draft. So why don't I end with a few thank yous? I'd like to thank Jill and Elspeth for that nice singing evening that we had the other night, and I'd like to thank Auntie Lois again for that book from 40 years ago. I'd like to thank all you listeners for sending in your stuff. And if you send us a copy of your thank you letters, here's an especially big Thanksgiving thank you.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University has brought you reading and writing and radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.